This hasn't happened in 148 years. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News, the House will deliver impeachment articles to the Senate today for a cabinet secretary.
The Biden border catastrophe is the number one priority of House Republicans, and it remains the number one priority of the American people.
House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox the Senate must hold a trial on the articles accusing the head of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, of ignoring laws, allowing record illegal immigration. But the Senate's Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is no crime here, and there may not be a trial.
As I've said repeatedly, impeachment should never be used to settle a policy disagreement. That would set a horrible precedent for the Congress.
Now, Speaker Johnson also tells Fox they will not follow the Senate's lead on the stalled foreign aid bill.
The will of the House is to address it in single subjects.
Meaning separate votes this week on military aid to Ukraine and Taiwan and Israel. It's war cabinets met again after the Israeli military leader vowed to respond to Iran's weekend attack, though most of the drones or missiles were shot down. Fox's Trey Yingst is standing next to the shell of one of them in Tel Aviv.
This is about 70% of the entire missile that was launched from Iranian territory. The Israelis don't know what the exact target was, but they do know it was either shot down or it separated as it entered Israeli territory. We also know that there was a 500-kilogram warhead on top of this missile. That's about half a ton of explosives.
Former President Trump has arrived at a New York court for day two of jury selection at his first criminal trial. More than half the prospective jurors questioned yesterday were excused, saying they could not be impartial. Trump attorney Alina Haba tells Fox,
there's no chance of a fair trial here. Remember, just because it's a jury doesn't mean that the judge can't sway them to go one way or another.
The former president just posted on Truth Social, the judge hates him, and the trial's rigged and unconstitutional. He's charged with falsifying records related to 2016 payments to keep quiet an alleged affair he denies. America's listening to Fox News.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
As Congress considers all those foreign aid bills, another one that's controversial that was blocked for a few days this month is on a path now for approval.
A bill reforming and reauthorizing Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act has officially passed the House and now heads to the Senate. Section 702 of FISA allows for the warrantless surveillance of foreign persons, which the intelligence community says is vital for stopping terror attacks from happening. The bill renews the program for 2 years and contains a substantial amount of reforms, but its lack of a warrant requirement has received pushback from both Republicans and Democrats. The Senate will try to pass the bill before Friday when Section 702 expires. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rebound from all the recent selling. Dow futures up more than 200 points. The Olympic flame lit today in Greece ahead of the Summer Games in Paris.
Reverential applause in Olympia. That the moment the Olympic torch was lit, not directly from the sun's rays as intended, it was too cloudy for that, but from a flame ignited during yesterday's dress rehearsal. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says the Games can be a unifying force.
With wars and conflicts on the rise, people are fed up with all the hate.
The Olympic torch will travel through Greece before a mammoth land and sea journey across France and its global territories. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A college basketball star has gone pro. Caitlin Clark was the first pick in last night's WNBA draft on ESPN, taken by the Indiana Fever.
I've dreamed of this moment since I was in second grade, and it's taken a lot of hard work, a lot of ups and downs, but more than anything, just trying to soak it in.
Caitlin Clark led Iowa to the national championship game after setting the record as the leading all-time scorer in men's or women's college basketball. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. University of Illinois Police Department launching a death investigation after a person found dead in an apartment building close to campus Sunday. UIPD says the person found in a public restroom in the lobby of the hub at 6 and Daniel Streets. Police say that person died by suicide. Well, two people hurt after their Champaign mobile home caught fire. It happened at New Century Estates Mobile Home Park at about 2:30 Monday morning. Police say a neighbor noticed the fire, called 911. When crews got there, the two residents were already outside. They were treated for burns on scene before being sent to the hospital. Crews able to put out the fire quickly. Multiple lane closures start today in Champaign. Daniel Street between 5th Street and 6th closed for utility installation. The road will reopen April 24. Crews also working on Mattis Avenue between Bloomington Road and Bradley Avenue to perform routine storm sewer maintenance activities. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. 806 ESPN 93.5 on this Tuesday morning. It is April 16. Diane Ducey has a birthday tomorrow.
Yes,
Shelly, I don't
do.
Know if you're prepared and ready to go for that, but
woo-hoo!
Might want to FedEx whatever you were going to send.
Okay.
It's
All right, I'll get right on it.
Time for weather brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
Home improvements, maybe redo the look of your home with a new door. Find out details at KramerSiding.com.
Well, nice sunny day in downtown Philo. ESPN 93.5. Mr. Greg Solier, what you seeing here?
Yeah, well, we're on the cusp of some high mid-level cloud, roughly west of a line from about Galesburg down to around the Charleston-Mattoon area and creeping in our general direction. Very photogenic weather system centered over central Nebraska this morning, responsible for some beat-up areas, as in severe weather, hail and high wind yesterday afternoon and evening hours in those same areas of eastern Nebraska and Kansas. And so pretty dynamic feature in the leading edge of some of the shower activity that'll get going here late morning, more so this afternoon, as far east as about Kirksville, Missouri, and some scattered showers, thunderstorms up through Iowa, and a line of severe weather lurking just west of Kansas City, St. Joe, into areas of northeastern Nebraska, I should say Oklahoma. That is the stuff that storm out of Nebraska that's coming our way. Bits and pieces on and off, in and out type stuff, not this continuous and soaking stuff that we've seen of late, but don't need any more rain after a little net effect out there in the back 40 with field work. And we'll get back at, don't worry, we're going to get back at it here. Long range running about 7 to 10 days behind schedule, but the 20th to the 21st and moving forward from that point onwards. 66 already at Willard and Savoy on an east-southeast wind gusting to 16 miles per hour, and an afternoon temperature today either side of the 80-degree mark. Get out and enjoy with increasing clouds and a couple of scattered showers. Maybe a thunderstorm late this morning, more so. Coverages pick up this afternoon and evening time. Maybe close to a weather watch as well. Lows tonight down to 65. That south wind may gust to 40 miles per hour. Tomorrow, quite windy, mild, a shower thunderstorm in spots early on and partly sunny, 72. That west wind in the afternoon hits close to 40 or 45 miles per hour. Cooler tomorrow night, down near 49 to 50. Increasing clouds for the day on Thursday. Secondary cold front, high near 70, and some scattered activity late in the day and into the evening time. That leaves us cooler with maybe a sprinkle Friday morning. Highs near 60, mid to upper 50s, a bit below average for the weekend, but we're dry and we'll moderate temperatures back in the low to mid 60s and dry weather too for Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I think it's appropriate one more time before next spring. Oh, yeah.
Why not?
The NCAA March Madness
thing. Yes.
One of the greatest players ever at Muhammad Seymour High School. Played some really good college ball as well. Brett Melton. Brett Melton, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How you doing?
Real good.
Got your 619 here. So how did you go from Illinois to San Diego? I mean, talk about better weather. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. What the heck?
Oh, man. So the quick story is I played AAU basketball, and I had an amazing, probably the greatest basketball tournament I've ever played out in San Diego. And so when I got hurt at the University of Illinois, I looked at places to transfer. I had positive memories of San Diego, and so that's where my brain gravitated.
And you had a great year there. I mean, you averaged like 11 points a game out there. I mean, you were a sharp-shooting guy, man. 6'5" point guard. Come on, man.
It was I wouldn't say point guard, but I was a shooter. I couldn't dribble very good, but yeah.
You could shoot it. You could fill it up. I remember it well. What do you remember about the Arizona game in the Elite Eight when 900 fouls were called? Do you still remember that?
I remember that one. I actually took the last shot of the game. Didn't make it, but we were down by 6, the buzzer, so it didn't matter. The game was already out of reach, but I do remember that game very well.
Wow, 54. foul call or foul shot? I mean, it was unbelievable.
I think it's still an NCAA record.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, those officials don't work anymore. But anyway, Brett Milton, you worked with a kid named Kylan Boswell when he was a little boy and I guess a record setter at Urbana Middle School. How do you link up with this 5-star dude that's now coming back to Illinois?
So, small circle, but I was actually just working out at the YMCA in Champaign, and here was this little kid, 6 o'clock in the morning, working out, getting his shots up with his dad, and I went over and talked to his dad, and turns out that me and his father, Brandon, actually played against each other, middle school, high school, and so we just started talking, and I was giving Kylan some pointers, and I had no idea that Kylan was as good as he was, but I was just trying to be as helpful as I could. But Kylan didn't need much pointers from me. He was already well on his way to stardom.
And so I saw the video. One of the things he was doing to drill going in, kind of crossover, but he looked good in seventh grade. I mean, he looked like a player early on. The guy can really shoot it. What's his status now? He made 5-star, went to Arizona, and he had 2 good years, didn't he?
He had 2 great years. He had 2 great years there. When he actually went from Urbana and he went out to California for high school. And so I was able to reconnect when they were in California. And I connected him with, you know, a couple guys, you know, big time trainers out there that kind of get them connected with the West Coast scene. Which again, they didn't need help doing that, but always the more the merrier. And, I just remember his ascent because he is so talented. I remember him being kind of a no-name in California to a top 50 player to a top 10 to, you know, top point guard in California and then becoming nationally recognized. So it happened really quick, but it's all because of his skill and how hard he works.
All right, so what are we getting? Are we getting a leader here, a point guard shooter? What's his best trait?
True point guard. And I feel like true point guards are they don't exist anymore. They're very, very rare. And so Kylan is the floor general. He is an extension of the coach on the floor. The hardest working kid on the team. Unbelievable handle. So he always has control of the ball. He has unbelievable vision. Really good shooter and a really good passer. So I think he's going to be able to set the tone. He's not the biggest guy, right? You know, six foot one. But he's a floor general, and I think he's going to be an extension of Coach Underwood on the floor. You know, being able to, you know, push the ball when it needs to be pushed and be able to, you know, let's slow things down a little bit when things get out of hand so we can kind of get under control. So I think Illinois is really going to be very, very happy with Kylan.
So you're telling me, Brett Melton, Tapman's Towing phone line, that when Kylan has the ball, I'm going to feel a little like 40 seconds left and Io DeSumo had the ball? Because I felt pretty good then, too. So it's that kind of a feel like we're good. Kylan's got the ball.
It is definitely that type of a feeling, yes. I was talking to some of my friends about Kylan, and, you know, I'm a huge fan of Illinois basketball history, and I love Illinois basketball history and all the people that came before it. So, you know, it's not a knock on anybody, but he's not as big as Deron Williams. He's not as fast as D. Brown was. But if you're talking basketball IQ, shooting, passing, I'd put him above both of them.
I need a guy to lead the thing, man. It's really, really important. And I thought particularly in March, you see a lot of great guards, and this is great news. It really, really is. So I'm excited about it. Is it true that he missed monocles? Is that what we read?
In social media, anyway.
Hey, social media, I missed monocles, man. What's up? It's awesome.
Everybody misses monocles, man.
Right.
That's so cool. Well, you had a hand in this, man. I know you don't take credit for it because you're a humble guy, but you helped him. That's awesome.
So, no, it's he's a stud. He's a great kid. He's a good person. But he really, truly is probably one of the hardest working kids I've seen, and he's a local kid, and I think people don't realize how local and how homegrown he is because of his journey, because he went out to California in high school, and then he went to Arizona, and now he's transferring in, so a lot of the people that haven't really followed basketball, high school basketball hoops for the past 8 or 9 years don't even remember his name, but 2017, 2018, he was going to be one of the top kids in the state anyway.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure he's aware of it, but Brad's not going to say, way to go, here's the ball. Brad's going to make him better. Brad's going to push him, and I think he probably wants that if he wants to go to the next level, right?
Oh, 100%. I mean, if you look at the facilities that the University of Illinois has, you look at what Fletch is doing on the, you know, the strength training and conditioning side, and you look at what Coach Underwood's been able to do to build the players, but also the culture around it. Kylan's coming into a perfect situation where, you know, we're not rebuilding, we're reloading, and Kylan's the head of that. So I think it's going to be bright for both.
Hey, I appreciate your time, Brett. By the way, beautiful wife, three kids. What's the ages of your children?
Say that one more time.
Your beautiful wife and family, your kids. Don't you have three kids?
Three kids, yes, sir.
What are the ages?
Yeah, so we got my daughter's 7 years old. We got 5-year-old twins, boy girl twins. The boy is super duper athletic. So we'll wait to see how he develops and see if he picks up the basketball. But he wants to be a basketball player like daddy. So
that's
we'll
see. And he's probably going to have some length. Come on, he's going to have some length.
Oh, he'll be good, but we don't know how good. But well, I'll pour everything I can into him.
And Brett, with you being a Muhammad Seymour guy, I know Frank Dutton passed away inside the last week or two and had the services on Sunday. Were you touched by his coaching in any way? I know he was football, but you probably ran across him in the hallway, huh?
Oh, I think he was my algebra teacher back in sixth grade. I mean, you see him all the time. So, I mean, he never coached me on the court or on the field, but he had a huge impact on me, always had a smile on his face, always willing to help. He was a staple in the community. Love him so dearly. He'll be dearly, dearly missed. But I'm just glad that he was able to be recognized one final time on being inducted into the Muhammad Hall of Fame prior to his passing. So that was pretty cool.
Hey, bud, thanks for being on. Appreciate it. And thanks for all the info on Kylan Boswell. We're excited.
Oh, I'm excited. Go Illini.
Thanks, buddy. Brett Melton, Muhammad Seymour native. And superstar.
Yes.
Great guy. Really, really a big-time basketball player.
Uh-huh.
High school, came to Illinois a couple, and then San Diego, where he had a nice year or two out there. San Diego. What?
Speaking of basketball, Coach Brad Underwood busy with Coaches versus Cancer event tonight in Gordyville.
That is tonight.
It was over 1,600 on the count last I heard, and it's just an online search away if you need to get involved in any way.
Can you walk up and buy tickets
still?
It's Gordyville, so I have a hard time thinking there's not a folding chair somewhere. I'll stand in the back kind of that. I mean, sure you
can. And when we talked to Brad last week, he wants as many people and as big a fundraiser as he can get as he welcomes the TV analyst and I'm
Bill Raftery.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Greg Campy. Mm-hmm. And Greg Campy was kind of the Cinderella story of beating Kentucky in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
His Oakland team was in Champaign and played Illinois in December. We only won by 10. So it's a very good team. Greg Campy's been at the same school coaching college basketball for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Who else has that? Anybody? Been at a place 40 years?
That's right.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Anyways, cool. It'll be a great event tonight. Bill Raftery's 80 years old.
Right. And speaking of great announcers, New York Yankees radio broadcaster legend John Sterling is retiring, effective immediately. Announced that yesterday. He's 85 and will be honored on the April 20th pregame ceremony ahead of the Rays game against the Yankees in Yankee Stadium.
All right. Cubs and Cardinals both won last night. Late on the coast, they got games again tonight. Same time, same channels. ESPN 93.5 will break for the weather. By the way, Vern Lundquist, who, wonderful. He, among other things, said, in your life, when Tiger made that putt on, the chip on 16 in 2005.
And actually shook Tiger's hand at the Masters.
Yep. He said goodbye. Yep. 8:19.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for you. Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana vicinity, and yet another one of these sprawled out and expansive spring storm to wind its way through the Midwest over the next couple of days. It'll mean a gusty southeast to south wind, a high near 80 today, but in between, partly sunny skies and a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms around later on this morning. More widespread this afternoon and evening time. That southeast wind up to 25 to 30 miles per hour, up near 40 miles per hour gust tonight with a low down to 65. Tomorrow, quite windy, mild, and isolated shower and thunderstorm is possible. For the morning, and a partly sunny sky too, with a high near about 72. New showers break out here for the day on Thursday, late in the day, with a high near 70. Cooler air with an isolated shower threat in the morning. A Friday high, partly sunny and 60, and towards the upper 50s for the weekend. A little frost patch Monday at 62. Highs near 60 continue on into the front part of next week. Probably expectations of about an inch worth of rain and maybe some stronger storms too later on this afternoon and evening time. For Stephen A. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Home building slumped last month. Groundbreakings, housing starts declined 14.7%. Building permits for future construction also were down, declining 4.3%. The numbers are much weaker than forecast. In recent weeks, mortgage rates nudged back up to the 7% level. United Health Group is holding up better than expected. Its quarter top forecast, the period included a hacking of payment tools used by its Change Healthcare unit. The stock's up 7%. Bank of America's earnings are upbeat, so are Morgan Stanley's. Johnson & Johnson's earnings are better than Wall Street expectations, though Johnson & Johnson is being more cautious about its business this year, and Johnson & Johnson shares are losing ground. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
My name is Greg Ward. I am a general surgeon at OSF. We can't prevent cancer. What we can do is find it earlier. And to do that, we do what's called screening. And there are different methods of screening. And the gold standard remains colonoscopy at this point. You can certainly call the office and we'll see within a week and have your screening done within a couple of weeks, because we want to get this done as smoothly as possible to lower the resistance and avoid the anxiety that can come along with screening. And that is a natural response, whether it's getting your mammogram arranged or getting your colonoscopy arranged. There's a natural tendency to stick your head in the sand and put it off because of the anxiety. But the fact is, fear is the biggest delusion in life, and there's no reason you don't just take the right action to help yourself out. Because we find a polyp, we can take it out before it becomes a cancer. Or we find an abnormal mammogram result and get the cancer out when it's still curable. And so that's the idea of screening.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Ever wonder why you pay your bank to have a checking account? Fisher National Bank does too. You see, they offer free rewards cashback checking that gives you cash back on debit card purchases. No service fees or balance requirements. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, have one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's real simple. Reward yourself today with rewards cashback checking. Learn more at any branch or visit FisherNational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Illini fans, mark your calendars for this year's Game Day Spirit Winter Stadium Sale. Shop this iconic sale on Saturday, December 2nd in the Great West Hall of Memorial Stadium from 9 to 1. Take advantage of the best deals and discounts on Illini merchandise around and shop their selection of University of Illinois Athletic Equipment Room merchandise. Follow their event page on Facebook to stay up to date with the latest deals and discounts. Stadium Sale is brought to you by the official fan store, Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit.
All right, ESPN 93.5, it's a Cardinal bus trip. We try and do one every year. And we're going June 22nd, St. Louis, Missouri, San Francisco Giants. Somebody had asked, why don't you do Cubs-Cardinals? I said, well, We did that for years. We took three buses for years.
That was before COVID and before things really got expensive.
Yeah, things got a lot more expensive. Cub Cardinal this year, because also they took away 19 games and now they play 12. So they're in St. Louis like one time. So for what we're doing, it'd have been over $400 a person with a suite and all the stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just high because it's weekends and very, very tough ticket, Cubs mm-hmm. and Cardinals. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the Cubbies, by the way, I finished the bus trip thing. Just text in bus. We'll send you all the details if you want to think about it. We've got about 12 seats left. Believe it or not, it's really filling. 217-359-2255, Cardinal bus trip, June 22nd. That's a Saturday. We leave about 9 from First Christian Church at Curtis and Staley. And hopefully back by, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Diane Ducey is your bus captain.
I am. Looking forward to it.
On a beautiful Timmy tour bus.
That's
right. Those are very nice.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, again, 217-359-2255 on the Fisher National Bank text line. Text in bus, and we will send you the details for your consideration.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, the Cubs culture has changed. They're a different baseball team. Well, how can that be? They got the right manager. Nothing against David Ross. But Craig Counsell is one of the premier managers in baseball, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just good. I mean, he got so much more out of Milwaukee than the Milwaukee talent should have given him. And for years, he was always right there. And for whatever reason, apparently wanted to coach the Cubs. It's Cubs. So he's the manager of the Cubs this year. Craig mm-hmm. Counsell, former Milwaukee manager.
Mm-hmm.
They went and paid him $8 million a year, which is a whole lot for baseball managers. Usually get $1 or $2 million only. But, I mean, it's just they're different. The Cubs feel different, look different, just play different. When they lost an 8-0 lead last week, they lost an 8-0 lead and lost 9-8 in the baseball game. You say, oh, boy, here they're going to lose 5 in a row. Won the next night.
Yeah.
There's just something different. I think the Cubs will contend all year and have a chance right there to make the playoffs with their – I think it's amazing how important it is for the culture and the tone – and the expectations to be set, the Cubs feel real to me, at least early on. And again, I think the Central Division is all different. Cincinnati Reds are way better, way faster, way quicker, and just better with a lot of young talent. The Pirates have been surprising. Milwaukee's winning like crazy. I don't know why. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who's managing them. And the Cardinals right now in last place. They're 8-9, playing better than I thought based on the schedule.
Okay.
But they're just lacking something, a little punch, but they have a little fight back in them, so I don't know. I don't know if they've got enough, but it feels different because for years and years and years, and then here comes 71 and 91, and everybody's freaking out, and now everybody's mad at John Mozeliak. I want to fire everybody.
Uh-huh.
I get it. It's hard when you're normally ready for playoff and it's wondering how deep you'll go versus can you make them. Whole lot and not as fun. And again, watching, I can't remember the name of the kid they're looking at Notre Dame, who's 6'10", played his freshman year last year. Boys will have more on that this afternoon, but he's I watched his reel. He's not where he's going to be, but boy, he'd want to come here, get Brad to, because those guys will get better. That kid sticks around in our program a couple of years, he'll be a different player. And he can shoot the three, and he's 6'10", and he's athletic. I want to take a look at that. I think he came over the weekend. I think he's deciding.
Is he Casey Booth?
Believe he is
Carrie Booth.
Carrie Booth. That's okay. The guy's name. Mm-hmm. 6'10", athletic. I think we need a big man, so we need somebody, I think. So we will see. Okay, it is 8:28, another half hour to go. We'll be right back after this break. News, weather, sports all come into the back half hour. We've touched on Israel. We've touched on Donald Trump's stuff. Roy McIlroy, will he bolt for the LIV Golf Tour? That's the rumor. All that coming up.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Pia's is open. Catch all of your favorite MLB games on their big screens. Root on your favorite team wearing your Cubby blue or your Cardinal red. 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. Pia's offers not only a huge outdoor seating area, but indoor seating as well. Enjoy daily specials. It's the home of the Slugger Burger with buckets of beer and wings. Experience food, drinks, and fun at one of Champaign's best sports bars near Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Open 7 days a week. It's Pia's.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Illini football star Isaiah Williams on why he lives at Pacifica on Green in Champaign.
Everything is literally luxury, and the price that you get in this stuff for it is crazy. Like one of the nicest apartments complexes I've seen, from the moment you walk into the building to the elevators to when you get in the room. Everything is just luxury, top notch, and you're getting it for a good price.
To learn more about it or book a tour, go to PacificaOnGreen.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Back in court in New York this morning, former President Trump on social media again is complaining about the judge and the partial gag order in his criminal case. Nobody's chosen for the jury yet. More than half the candidates brought in yesterday say they couldn't be impartial.
One of the prospects, a Manhattan bookseller, said, quote, "I feel that no one is above the law, whether it's the former prez, the sitting prez, or a janitor." One woman left the court telling a court officer, "I just couldn't do it."
Fox's Eric Sean. Israel's war cabinet is reportedly divided over a response to Iran launching drones and missiles at Israel Saturday.
Many Western countries condemned the 300-strong missile and drone assault on Israel, but are still urging Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to respond in a way that might make things worse.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. NASA confirms discarded equipment from the International Space Station crashed into a home in Naples, Florida last month. America's listening to Fox News.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Free tomato plants. For over four decades, we've been welcoming spring with free tomato plants from First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana. Everyone is welcome to two free tomato plants at the return of this great First Federal and community tradition for the 42nd year. To get your two free super fantastic variety tomato plants Monday, May 6th, just come into our lobby at either First Federal location, 1311 South Neal Street, Champaign, or 301 West Springfield Avenue, Urbana. While supplies last, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. We look forward to seeing you on May 6th. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign County judge awarding the family of a rideshare driver who was killed in a shooting at Urbana in 2022 more than $44 million. The mother of Christian Philpotts filed a lawsuit against the person accused of killing her son and Lyft. Judge ruled in the family's favor on Friday. Two people dead, one is hurt. It follows a motorcycle crash in Loda. Authorities say the cycle and car colliding at Oak and Washington Streets. Motorcycle passenger and the driver of the vehicle died. They were identified as Amber Gereltz and Greta Neese. The driver of the motorcycle remains hospitalized. University of Illinois police has launched a death investigation after a person found dead in an apartment building close to campus Sunday. UIPD says the person found in a public restroom in the lobby of the Hub at 6 and Daniel Street. Preliminary investigation suggests the person died by suicide. Police and fire continue to investigate. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign and Banff is Saturday. A windy and warm day's worth of weather ahead, with a couple of showers and thunderstorms breaking out as the later morning progresses. More so, the activity in the position for this afternoon might be on the cusp and edge of a weather watch. High temperature today, 78 to 83 degrees. Warmer south and southwest of Champaign County, and a south wind 15 to 25 and gusty in between. A partly sunny sky anticipated. Windy mild tonight with some showers and thunderstorms around early. There'll be a lesser chance after midnight. Maybe a couple strong storms early on tonight with a low down to 65. Tomorrow, quite windy, mild shower, thunderstorm chance for the morning. Partly sunny in 72. That southwest wind gusting at 45 miles per hour. Down to 49 tomorrow night, and a gusty west wind diminishing for the day on Thursday, clouding up. Afternoon and evening shower activity, the high near 70. That moves out early on Friday. Back to cooler weather there. 60 the high, 50s for the weekend, but sunshine returns. A warm up into next week. Monday and Tuesday highs in the lower 60s. Maybe a frost patch here Monday morning. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
So we think Israel's planning a retaliation against Iran. Could come any time. What that leads to, nobody knows. That's the worst part of this, is escalation, of course. And we've been worried about that for a long time, where this thing is going and how it ever is going to end. And then it's just got a different world out there with what happened on October 7th with the massacre of the Israelis, and then what they've done in Gaza with so many people dying that are, they might be pro-Hamas, but they're people. And how do you stop that when that's part of the strategy, is hide behind families and let them die so they take the heat? They don't care about the families. And then the ideology of all of this stuff is so counterintuitive to what the left believes. So whoever is supporting Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran and some of these very repressive regimes, they wouldn't allow anything that maybe you think's okay. It's very strict, and yet you're supporting. You're just against Israel, I guess. But Joe Biden's in kind of a political pickle, because if he continues on the path of supporting Israel, then he's going to lose all those votes in, I don't know, Michigan and wherever else. 100,000 people didn't vote in the last primary for Joe Biden, kind of sending a message, saving himself from himself. And so if everything continues, they're not going to vote for him. They're not going to vote for Donald Trump.
Right, right.
But they're not going to vote. And so Michael
Moore...
Do
they pivot to independent if Kennedy decides to do independent?
I don't know. Who's the guy that's far left that's running? Maybe they go out and vote for him.
I know there was one time that I voted for Ralph Nader because he was like the independent or green choice.
Well, if you voted for Ralph Nader, you voted for George W. because that's what lost the election for Al Gore, was Ralph Nader.
I see.
Ralph Nader got 2.6% of the vote.
I see.
And enough to make Al Gore lose.
I just try to find the best person that I think. And you know, I'm not really on the party lines.
I think most people aren't anymore. Most people don't claim to be Republican and Democrat. They want to be independents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of what I was alluding to in 2016 when I said, I think it's kind of a big club. I think that, you know, there are Republicans that are totally in it for themselves,
mm-hmm.
and there are Democrats that are totally in it for themselves. And then what happened is the far, far stuff, and I honestly tried to figure out what far right wing means, because far left means no prisons, no borders, no police.
Right.
What is the same three thing about the Republicans far right? They're extremes on both ends, to be sure, but far left to me is more damaging, from the no consequences for stealing $1,000 at Meijer.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Mm-hmm. What world do we live in?
Right.
If we don't follow the law, we're just going to, it's not going to work.
Right.
And so, and to demean the police, and you're saying, well, they're rotten police. Well, okay. If you don't have 911, if you don't have somebody to call in an urgent situation, we're all kind of, we just don't want that. It feels very chaotic. And then Donald Trump, I mean, the whole setup in Manhattan is like, yeah, okay.
You're gonna
hang a conviction on him. Then nobody will vote for him. You're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. Because people are going, this is a kangaroo court. That's what it feels like.
Okay. And there's no rules against a conviction.
No, you can, you know, theoretically you'd be put in jail, but his Secret Service duty would have to be there to protect him. That's how crazy this all is. But do we really want, you know, if Donald Trump wins, do we want Joe Biden in court next summer? I don't. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think you want to start all that. I think they've weaponized the government against their political opponents. I think that's happened. I mean, we were really worried about them. Remember the IRS, and they, you know, pounded on the conservative nonprofits? Remember that?
Uh-huh.
I mean, what is that all about? You don't do that for either party. You just don't want to start that, because then what happens? Then there's going to be, I'm going to get you when you're out of...
Uh-huh.
It's a mess. We need integrity. We need God. We need faith. We need integrity. We need morals and values. We need integrity. Holy mackerel. It is what we're at a point now where you just can't cite anything great going on.
Right.
And that's just not good. I mean, it's crime, border. Border's going to have an impact in this country for a long, long time. And what's going to happen? You're not going to deport 11 million people, whatever, 5 million, pick a number. You can't deport them. Donald Trump's going to mass deport. You can't do that. You're not going to get them. And then you've got these areas and cities where they're kind of ganged up already. And now we had a war zone in Chicago. Parts of Chicago, the police have told me one-on-one, it's gone. You're not getting it back. And I don't know how to get it back unless you did like a military war zone.
National Guard coming in.
And then people die when you go door-to-door.
Right.
So it is just divine intervention is my total number one solution, changing the hearts of men.
Yes.
All right. And then Roy McIlroy came out. That news came out Saturday. A rumor of Roy McIlroy, who's the good guy of the PGA, stood up there and defended the PGA, and it's the best thing, and LIV Golf is, you're buying my players, and Saudi Arabia, and $100 million. I mean, they're giving these players $100 to $200 million to come play golf in shorts. And you say, well, okay. Well, they took the money because they're set. My theory is they'll never win really ever again because they don't have to.
In my quick search, here's a comment saying, if the rumors about Roy McIlroy joining LIV for $850 million are true, it is over for the PGA.
Might be. I see opportunity. I wonder if I could make the cut. Okay. Pretty soon there won't be anybody. Now, there are thousands of ridiculously great players that are trying to get a shot to play on the PGA. You just won't know them. They'll still be great. But all the name star guys that people watch, they'll watch Scottie Scheffler. I like Scottie
Scheffler.
Here's
another one saying Roy McIlroy's manager, Sean O'Flaherty, is dismissed for reporting that Roy is potentially close to signing a LIV Golf
Did he do that? Somebody leaked it. I don't know. But you can't be serious about $850 million, not when the top guys are making $200. Really? $850? Well, it might cave in the PGA. A PGA, I mean, for not to give Rory a heads up that you're going to merge, what was that? Horribly handled by all the powers that be at the PGA. Mm-hmm. All right, 8:42. We'll check one more sports weather and get out of here. It's ESPN on 93.5. By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You need the world's fastest mower to create your free time. With Dixie Chopper, what you got to look at is the warranties. Dixie Chopper, all of their models, you're getting a 3-year unlimited hours bumper to bumper warranty. That's on the whole thing. Then your commercial units, you get up to a 3-year no hour limit or 5-year 3,000 hour limit on the drivetrain. So that'd be your engine, your two gear boxes, transmissions, and all that.
Well, that sounds pretty solid.
Yes, it is. Yep. Things break, and even if it's built well like a Dixie Chopper, you need to have that covered, and you get what you pay for, basically.
And I can go see Andy and get on one of those things, couldn't I?
Yes, you can. You can go see Andy at Dedicated Diesel at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. You can reach him through Dedicated Equipment on Facebook or call him at 217-328-0562. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Use well, too. Tim Onstott, Gale Ferrex Trucking, Dedicated Diesel, and Championship Barbecueologist.
Jesse with Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions here to tell you today, hey, we've got solutions for you. You have gurgling toilets, slow drains? Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Have you been told your sewer lines failed, your drain lines don't work? Call us today, have our expert drain cleaning team come out, run your lines, camera them, locate, and we can offer you a solution today. Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
All right, 8:45 Tuesday morning. I'm Stevie J. Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Sports.
All righty. Well, we had the St. Louis Cardinals winning over Arizona. Nope. Who did they play? Oakland A's.
Played the Oakland A's.
Right.
Oakland A's, by the way, it's a team that it's like, okay, we won, but it's like one of those, oh, don't want to lose. It's kind of like, well, Oakland's off to a better start, but it'd be like losing to the White Sox. You can't lose to the White Sox right now.
They've only won two.
Yeah, but Oakland's a little bit better than certainly they started last year, I think. But yeah, you got to try and win at Oakland.
Right. So Lance Lynn on the mound, 8:40 start here on ESPN 93.5. Now the Cubs beating Arizona 3-2 and 11 with Nico Hoerner having a good day.
Hoerner trying to get a big lead at second. Cubs down to their last chance. And Happ takes a wild pitch. The ball bounces away. Hoerner around third. He's going to try to score. The throw to the plate. He scores. He scores. The ball game is tied at two.
Yeah, he scored from second on a wild pitch. That's good hustle. Then he wasn't done.
And the 1-2. Line drive, right field, base hit. One run is in. Everyone moves up 90. Cubs lead 3-2.
That was Nico.
Diamondbacks down to their last strike, and the 2-2 pitch on the way. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. Cubs win the ball game.
Remember, Arizona won the National League Championship and played in the World Series, and yet there are that many Cub fans that could get seats for that game. That's impressive in Phoenix. Good going, Cub fans.
That's the effect of WGN, the world's greatest news, I believe, and the TV that you've seen through all your life with the Cubs all over the nation, to me anyway, yep. Whenever I have yep. a
Superstation Atlanta and
right.
Chicago,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep. So Kyle Hendricks on the mound, 8:40 start over on US 105.9 as that series continues. Kansas City blanked the Chicago White Sox 2-0. They have a 6:40 start. Our Illini in action against SIUE at 6 o'clock. Jacob Schroeder, congratulations, Big Ten Player of the Week. Illinois softball has bumped up their time to 3 o'clock as they play at Northwestern. Cisse Lima of Ethiopia finished with the 10th fastest time in Boston Marathon history. He's 33. Looks like he crossed the finish line at 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 58 seconds.
Now, it is, think about that. That is under a 5-minute pace for something for a mile. Every mile.
Yeah.
It used to be a thing when you could run a mile in under 5 minutes. Now you run a mile under 4 minutes.
Helen Obriri of Kenya has the win for the women, 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 37 seconds.
And that's crazy, too.
Man.
That's so fast.
Of course, we have our Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon.
Yep.
And that's the last weekend of the month of April.
I mapped out our strategy because Grace is running.
Right.
So I've got 8 spots. And I've, you know, if you're not familiar with this, it'll kind of mess up traffic a good part of Champaign,
mm-hmm,
Urbana,
mm-hmm.
So you better look at the route.
That's right.
And I picked points where I could loop around everything,
okay,
and come in, and I know the streets well enough to park there,
right? You're
walk
pulling
up
the townie car
there and just yell go Grace.
That's right.
And then we're gonna finish at Memorial Stadium.
Uh-huh.
So
come on over to Savoy if you can for miles 20 through 23. That's where I was recruited to have my DJ set up, and we've got, you know, a band and a barbershop quartet,
yep,
and different flags and signs.
That's
so
awesome.
Well, that should be fun.
We might have to look at that one.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's one of our last, because that's going to be late. Last stops, I think, was mile 20 near, mm-hmm. near Fox Drive in Lyndhurst. He's running down Fox Drive. So
shout out to Mike Lindemann and the crew at Body and Soul. That's the place. I'm telling you, I've heard people talk about their shoes weren't right, and they got it right with Body and Soul and that qualified staff.
No, everybody. Randy and everybody knows so much.
Mm-hmm.
8:49. And now, Kelsey Briggs, owner of Salon 105 in Mahomet.
We're trying to bring something big to a small area and bring luxury into our small community. It is definitely a dream come true. I knew from a young age that I always wanted to do hair and own a salon, which is why I got a business degree, and it has led me here. And the growth has just been so much faster than I anticipated, but it's been amazing. One thing that really sets us apart as a salon is our team. We have such an amazing atmosphere. Everyone is so respectful to each other, and it's pretty essentially a drama-free zone. We do a lot of team building and hang out with each other outside of work so that we can get to know each other on a personal base, which makes our environment very welcoming to anyone who comes in.
Salon 105, providing friendly, personalized service through a terrific, highly skilled team. To book your appointment, visit salon-105.com. That's salon-105.com.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for you. Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, vicinity, and yet another one of these sprawled out and expansive spring storm to wind its way through the Midwest over the next couple of days. It'll be in a gusty southeast to south wind, a high near 80 today, but in between, partly sunny skies and a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms around later on this morning. More widespread this afternoon and evening time. That southeast wind up to 25 to 30 miles per hour, up near 40 miles per hour gust tonight with a low down to 65. Tomorrow, quite windy, mild, an isolated shower and thunderstorm is possible for the morning, and a partly sunny sky too with a high near about 72. New showers break out here for the day on Thursday late in the day with a high near 70. Cooler air with an isolated shower threat in the morning. A Friday high, partly sunny and 60, and towards the upper 50s for the weekend. A little frost patch Monday at 62. Highs near 60 continue on into the front part of next week. Probably expectations of about an inch worth of rain and maybe some stronger storms too later on this afternoon and evening time. For Stephen A. Broadcasting, AP Dolchis, Greg Solgay.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Underground Solutions. Are you tired of dealing with leaky faucets, basement flooding, bursting or leaking pipes? From plumbing maintenance and repairs to installing new water heaters and sump pumps, our goal is to get you up and running as soon as possible. At Lands Plumbing, we have 24/7 emergency service and a team of highly skilled professionals that will work with you to get the job done right the first time. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com.
If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
It's not that easy to find a marathon to run because it takes so much community support.
It does.
You have volunteers.
There are some different gaps, too, in case you'd like to get involved or be a part of the Health and Fitness Expo at the ARC for the packet pickup. And really, things start on Thursday, April 25th with that Green Street Mile at 7:30 p.m. And on Friday night, there's a 7:30 start for the 5K. For those
That's huge. I mean, a lot of people can run a 5K.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, Tolono Fun Day, the last weekend in June, we don't have enough organizers for the 5K, so I think we're going to do a point 5K.
What's that mean?
Like a half mile? And we've got five bars in town, so we're going to turn it into a bar crawl. Why not pivot and have some fun?
Come on, No, it's where have all the workers gone? Where have all the volunteers gone?
I'm telling
you,
the community service is not there, but yet people expect to go to these festivals and have all the stuff.
They're just not going to help you coordinate.
How are we doing that? Exactly.
Diane's just carrying it on her back.
Rudy, reach out if you can be a part of anything. Really, it's all the festivals and fairs organizing for
their
summer.
They always need volunteers.
Always.
Everybody needs
and
volunteers.
And whatever town you're in, just step up, reach out to the village office and say, how do I get details?
Yep. All right. The boys this afternoon, the drive after 3. We've got three what seemed like really good portal people that are coming. Kylan Boswell, we talked about him with Brett Melton, who worked with him as a kid.
But great conversation.
Brett met him at 6 a.m. when he was a little kid shooting balls.
Boy, you know he's dedicated.
And he said he's
doing
a hard
that.
Worker, yeah. So, I mean, but he said we have a point guard, period. He said they're very rare to have a guy that's what he does. Give him the ball, and he's going to make it happen, whether he shoots it or whether he dishes it out. Brett said he's a terrific passer.
Nice.
So, guys, be ready to get the assist and put it in.
Sounds great.
All right. We'll meet tomorrow.
All right. Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. We'll meet you back on the radio. The boys on the drive this afternoon starts at 3 o'clock.
Derek's going to be going to the Gordyville thing tonight, Coaches versus Cancer.
There'll be a lot of people there. I'm sure we'll talk about it tomorrow. All right. Have a great Tuesday.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Body and Soul has everything you need to get ready for the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Thursday, April 25th, it's the Green Street Mile. Friday is the 5K, and the marathon is back on the 27th. Get the personalized service you need. Your official Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon merchandise sponsor is Body and Soul. Personalized service. Body and Soul take care of you with all the gear and making sure the shoes are just right. 1317 North Dunlap Avenue in Savoy. Visit Body and Soul Sports.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana. You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Pia's is open. Catch all of your favorite MLB games on their big screens. Root on your favorite team wearing your Cubby Blue or your Cardinal Red. 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. Pia's offers not only a huge outdoor seating area, but indoor seating as well. Enjoy daily specials. It's the home of the Slugger Burger with buckets of beer and wings. Experience food, drinks, and fun at one of Champaign's best sports bars near Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Open 7 days a week. It's Pia's.
Tired of trying to keep up with Old Man Jones and his perfect lawn? Spring Green knows that we can't all spend hours a day creating that perfect shade of green, killing off all that crabgrass, and making sure every insect in the neighborhood doesn't call your lawn home this year. At Spring Green, they take the hassle out of your lawn headache with services such as lawn fertilization, weed control, grub and insect control, lime treatments, and even bush and tree care. Let the experts at Spring Green help you this season. For more information, visit them at spring-green.com. Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
for choosing Two Men in a Truck. How may I help you?
Hey, we're moving, and I have a strange situation here. We need to be out of our house by 10 a.m., but our closing on the new house isn't until 1 p.m. Is that something you guys do?
That's not strange at all. Two Men in a Truck has completed over 9 million moves. We have a solution for that.
Not sure how your move is going to work? Go to twomeninatruck.com to start your free estimate. Twomeninatruck.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.